In this episode, what about kids at your wedding? Options for the day. Hi there, bridal couples-to-be.
Welcome to How to Get Married in Holland.
The ultimate wedding podcast of and about the Netherlands.
We, wedding ceremony experts, aka celebrants Daphne and Jasperin, share all ins and outs of getting married in our flat and fabulous country.
Enjoy listening.
Yes, well, a wedding is a big day. A wedding is all about atmosphere, about decision making, about what you want, and
what you don't want.
What you don't want, yes. It's about guests you want to invite and guests you don't want to invite. And part of that is if you have guests with children or if you have brothers or sisters, siblings with children, what to do with the children. Do you want to involve them in the whole day? It will affect your decisions, I would say.
Yeah.
Atmosphere, about what you want. So I think that's a very important question to ask yourself as a couple. Do we want children to form part of our wedding day?
Yeah, true. And you know, when you have kids yourselves, I think it's a whole nother situation, of course. Then you want to involve your kids. Mm-hmm. You want to have them with you on your big day. I have seen it many times that you know, a family says, we're getting married as a family. Mm-hmm. You know, the four of us, the three of mm-hmm. us, the five of us, even the six, seven of us, when it's a blended family. Mm-hmm. And then it's very important to have them involved. Yes. And in the next episode, we will share more about options of how to have kids involved during the wedding ceremony. Mm-hmm. But this episode is about the question, do you want to have kids on your wedding or not?
Yeah.
And I think it's very defining if you invite children or not, because of course it makes for more spontaneous moments, mm-hmm. makes for great pictures. Mm-hmm. You know, I once had a little kid who put his finger in the bridal cake, which the bride wasn't too happy about in the moment itself, but it made for a great picture.
Oh, yeah.
That look on his face.
And a great story.
Yeah, of course. But also more sounds. Mm,
yeah.
If they're very young children, mm-hmm. how you keep them, you know, occupied mm-hmm. or engaged. Mm-hmm. And also, for example, the dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, do you want to have a kids' table? Yes. Or if you are both big foodies and you like to have like a seven-course dinner mm-hmm. and maybe you don't want to have a special kids menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Options,
during
right?
During the party, do you want to keep them the whole day? Do you want to have them to invite them the whole day? I do know of couples who say, okay, kids, fine, because they're, you know, an important part of our family or our extended family or our friends, but we don't want to have them at the party. So after a certain time, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, I don't know, they are taken home.
Yeah,
and
that is
will
an option.
Look after them.
Yeah, because I think you have several options, right? No kids, mm-hmm. adults only party. Indeed, times a certain time mm-hmm. to which kids mm-hmm. are welcome, mm-hmm. and that are picked up by the grandparents mm-hmm. or.
Whoever, a nanny,
or have accommodation for kids. Mm-hmm. Like if you're celebrating your ceremony and the dinner and party at one venue, mm-hmm. and it's a hotel, for example, mm-hmm. often the kids just go upstairs to sleep.
Yeah,
and they have a monitor with them or a nanny watching them.
I have to say, if you are invited to a wedding as a guest mm-hmm. and you have kids, I think it is much more relaxed to actually enjoy the day without your kids.
Yeah,
I think so too. Because you always have to look after them. You always have to make sure that they behave, that they're quiet. And we're talking about smaller kids now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like, you know, the under 10s or the under 8s. You really have to, you know, keep them entertained, keep them with it. If you have bigger kids, you know, from 14 or 16, that's more like adults.
That's different. Yeah.
So for parents with younger kids, I think it's very relaxing to be able to go to a wedding without the kids.
They have like a day of vacation, right?
Yeah.
They're being treated to great food, great atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have to, you know, you all get to dress up and enjoy a party. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, you have to check, is your location, your venue, is it kids proof? Mm-hmm. For example, if you decide to get married outside or have a toast outside, and if there's water anywhere, it can be quite risky.
Had that, yes.
Yeah.
But mainly, going back to the basics, what about children at your wedding? It's about you, about the atmosphere that you want to create. And if you believe that children can actually add to that atmosphere of the day or part of the day.
Yeah. And stick to your decision. Yes. Because I can imagine that, you know, your siblings, they feel like the nephews and nieces belong to be there as well. Mm-hmm. Of course. You love them very much, but it's your choice.
It's your wedding
if you want
day.
To celebrate with adults only.
Yeah.
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 It is. And do communicate it very clearly.
Yes.
You know, in your invite or send them a personal message. Mm. This is our choice and this is why. Mm. And also because we want you to have the most relaxed, fun time ever.
Mm. Did you have children at your wedding?
Yes, I did, but only during the day. Mm. So they were there up to the dinner, and then they went with their grandparents.
Okay.
And then, we celebrated with adults only. Yeah. And you?
We didn't. We had a few friends who had small babies, so they were very happy that they were they had their day of fun without having to look after the kids. But we also had an aunt and an uncle who were there as day guests, or who were invited as day guests, who decided not to come because they couldn't find a babysitter. So they were not there in the end. So that's also, you know, that could be a consequence of your decision to invite or not to invite children.
Yeah. And there's also another solution, which we haven't spoke about, that's hiring a nanny.
Yes.
Or a nanny service.
I think that's a really great idea.
Yeah. So children can be present.
Yeah.
But they are fully entertained during the ceremony, for example.
Yes.
You know, they have a whole game room or they can watch a movie or arts and crafts or whatever.
So they can be part of the wedding or of the parts of the day that you want them to be part of. And other than that, you know that the parents won't have to worry. You won't have to worry. Because they will be entertained. So I think that's
by
a professional. Yeah. And that could be for them, then it's a fun day as well.
Yeah.
So everyone wins.
That's a win-win-win situation.
Exactly. Yes. So there you go.
Okay. That's it for now. See you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to How to Get Married in Holland.
We look forward to share more about organizing your wedding day in the Netherlands in the next episode.
Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss anything.
Any questions in the meantime?
Please ask wedding celebrants Daphne or Jasperin. You can find us, plus the show notes, on Instagram.
And if you love this podcast, please leave a review.
It gives us a higher ranking, so more fun international couples with Dutch wedding plans will be able to find us.
Until next time.